Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Tonight, it wasn't the power of veto that saved a Big Brother life, but the power of manifestation. Expect the Unexpected was in full effect as an astonishing live eviction blew up the game. Welcome to the Big Brother After Show.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Guys, Taco Tuesday will never be the same.
No, it sure will not.
We should have brought tacos just to, like, talk about it.
We should have, or margaritas. That would have been actually
good.
Margaritas. Totally. Talking my language.
Good evening, guys. I'm Bryce McClay, and welcome to the Big Brother After Show. It is day 65, and as Jackson has said, we're getting into the nitty-gritty, so let's get started. But first, Rachel is back.
Yay!
Rachel, you've been gone for so long.
I know.
Did you, like, what? Did we smell or something?
Yeah, you know what? You did.
Okay.
Well, you smelled horrible, and I'm really glad that you bathed.
Thank you.
Yes,
thank you.
Long time
coming.
I just
put on deodorant.
All right,
naturally.
Well, thank God.
And we're also very, very excited to have JC here from BB20 and also our AfterBuzz TV family.
Yay!
Gosh, thank you so much for having me.
That was very, like, low. That was low energy. I woke up
so early too. That I'm, you know, I'm not a morning person.
Oh,
yeah, we'll get it together.
Well, it's night now, so I think that should have flipped over now. All right, you guys, we have a very, very special guest. We want to introduce you, so let's send it to Sam Smith. Sam Smith is here. Thank you so much for being here, Sam. You guys, I'd also like to say that I am the only non-former house guest on this panel tonight.
Wow.
So that's a pretty big feat.
Wow, that is that's really a big feat for
but
you.
Fun fact, I did work on the production. I was Julie Chen's assistant for 2 seasons.
Yes.
And so we've all been in the house.
Okay.
That's kind of cool.
Oh, we have something
that's
in common.
That's kind of cool. All right.
And we all have never been a jury.
Yep.
We've never been to the jury house. All right, you guys. So, Sam, what happened tonight? How did Christy survive eviction?
Well, let's sum this down, because I feel like my dad. You know when you say, you know what? I'm not mad. I'm disappointed. I am so disappointed that Christy did not go home. This was the one chance to send her out the door. And considering that she got the votes to flip, hey, I admire good gameplay, and she did it. She pulled it off. But I am super disappointed. Like, that sucks. But whatever, we'll roll with it.
Well, and I mean, so how do you guys feel? Do you think that what is your take on this whole flipping of the votes at the end of the?
Well,
excuse you. Literally, they said the exact same thing.
Well, you
go first.
Okay, so I'll go first. What do I think of the flip? I think it's amazing gameplay. I mean, it was even people have gone as far to compare it to the new Dan's Funeral. I think I saw. So,
yeah. Wow.
I mean, this is pretty epic for a season that's. Unfortunately, I know me and Sam had talked about it for a season that was very boring there for a long time.
Yeah. So, no offense, Sam.
Yeah, it is.
But it's absolutely amazing, especially because of, which I'll talk about in my news segment, the whole loudspeaker thing that happened with, you know, hearing Jackson possibly heard, Cliff probably might have heard.
Well, let's wait.
I don't know. I'm just astonished by our gameplay. I think that it's excellent, and I've kind of always been in Christy's corner, though. I did pick her preseason, so.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay, don't rub it in our faces.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
JC, what about you? How do you feel about this?
I admire a good play, a good game, and Rachel's just been on my ass the whole day, so I admire a good gameplay, and she did amazing. She flipped all those votes in whatever strategy she just came up with, and how she... play that and dude, she's still in the house, so my respect for her.
Sam, I mean, I guess maybe you can speak to this more. It seems like a lot, this has happened throughout the season, is that we've seen like votes being flipped and things being changed at the very last minute. I mean, are you guys just like flying by the seat of your pants in there, or what's happening?
Well, yeah, I legit think that's what Big Brother is. Nobody knows what's going on, all right? Just like when I was in the house, I didn't know that I had like decent gameplay. From what I heard, right? Because all of a sudden when I came out, everyone's like, "Oh, dude, you played such a great game! This is amazing!" And I'm like, "Huh? Like I was trying to wing it when I was in there. I don't know what I was doing." And I think that's legit what every other house guest is doing. You're just kind of winging it, going with it. That's why the votes are flipping so easily, because like it, like no one actually has like a decent like mindset. I'm like, this is my game, this is my strategy, this is what I'm doing. They're just kind of going with it. That's why like I was a day late and a dollar short. If I blew the house up like I did on eviction day a day earlier, I still think I would be in the house, or I at least would have lasted one more week. But since it's a fly by the seat of your pants kind of season, like it's no surprise that the votes flipped. When I saw Christy went up there with Sis, I turned to my wife Melissa and I was like, oh well, she's still not going home, because there's no way that would ever happen, because she's gonna manipulate, she's gonna cry the whole river of tears through the whole entire house, and she's gonna stay. And here we are sitting on Thursday night and she's still in the house.
I don't know what you're talking about. Yeah, Christy, please. Oh, I don't know what you're talking about. I don't cry. So.
That's honestly the best impression ever.
Winston said on Twitter that it reminded him of Rachel in the house.
I did cry. It's just frustrating. I can't.
Yeah,
that sounds so legit.
There are so many. I mean, like there were a lot of people were crying a lot in this house. I mean, even though like the last 2 weeks, but I do have to say, I think Christy is brilliant. I mean, she flipped this entire house to put the spotlight on someone else who was not even being looked at.
Nope.
And I feel like we have to give credit where credit is due. Now, Sam, do you feel that way too? I mean, do you think, like, say you were in the jury house and Christy's in final two, would you be voting for her? I mean, depending on who she's sitting next to.
I always said that if I was in jury, like, all right, remember Paul's season?
Yes.
Paul should have won. But the jury was butthurt. So that's why Paul didn't win. And even though he had the best game, still voted on being butthurt. So I think I told everyone that if I was in jury, that I would vote on gameplay. Mm-hmm. So as much as it pains me to say, if I was in jury and Christy was sitting final two, I would probably vote for her to win.
Yeah, I agree with you too, Sam. Yeah. When you go in, they always ask you, like, would you be a bitter juror or would you be, you know, a reasonable level-headed juror? And I always said, I'll be reasonable and level-headed. I'll look at the two on a clean slate.
But I feel like one of the things about playing Big Brother is that you also have to have in your mind that those people might be voting for you in the future. So you have to have in your mind your management, you know? Mm-hmm. If you are working there. I mean, my opinion is that whoever win Big Brother, at the end, they deserved it. I don't believe in bitter jury. I believe in people just not doing good jury management. That's what I think.
Yeah, well, that's what we've seen a lot. And we've seen a lot of that in seasons past, where there are, it seems like there's always a bitter jury. And I'm wondering, you mentioned Paul, Sam, and I think that this is interesting because I feel like maybe it is, and correct me, obviously, you were in the house, but I mean, to me, it seems like there isn't sort of like, Paul was sort of a ringleader in both, and maybe in especially BB19, but like, do you feel like maybe that's sort of the reason why people are kind of flying by the seat of their pants? Because no one, like you said, has really a clue, like, they don't have a level headed mindset that they can just go and drive a force, even the six shooters, or even not undeniable, all these alliances are blowing up because nobody, there's either too many cooks in the kitchen or there's not enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. 100%. Because, like, especially too, like, some seasons, they usually have, like, a leader that spearheads the whole operation and everyone will, like, follow them along. And then later on, they start going after each other and everything. But, like, it seems for this season, there were so many leaders. Like that everyone's found. You had Christy, you had Mickey, you had Jack, you know, I mean, Cliff was even hanging in there too. So everyone just kind of goes with, oh, is this what the house is doing? All right, let's go this way. Oh, we're flipping the vote? All right, let's all go this way. Like, there's only a couple people left in the house now, and they're still voting with the majority. Like, and it's easy for me to sit here and say, like, that's so dumb, because I always see the whole picture, because I did that too. Like, I voted with the majority in the House. But, like, looking at it now, like, come on. Like, you're dwindling down. Get your stuff together.
Yeah.
Like, start making moves. Start bringing them out. And, like, they're not. Like, them all voting, like, sis out. Dumb. Why? Why? Like, well, how is this benefiting all your games?
Not
great.
None.
So, I mean, Christine magically wins HOH. She'll go after Nick. Good job.
For
good
those,
job. Like,
for those viewers, I think it was amazing because Annalise, how you say that? Annalise? Annalise.
Yeah.
Annalise, she's just there. Like, honestly, she's just there. I was watching the show earlier with Rachel, and when Chrissy was doing on her little, like, drama thingy, like, going for Nick and telling him and putting the blame on him or whatever, Annalise was just sitting there, and I'm like, girl, that's the girl that is on the block with you, and she's basically doing this move to try to save her ass. Why aren't you saying something? Say, I don't know, like, jump, open your mouth. She was just sitting there. I'm like, that was your chance. That was your chance right there. That was kind of like a house meeting, you know? So it was the Taco Tuesday thingy. So I don't know. I mean, I guess it's not my gameplay. Like, I just see the opportunity, and I just, like, go on.
Well, Annalise has had many opportunities to play in this game, and she hasn't done a thing. So, I mean...
Well, she's done...
And also, like I tweeted out today, had I known that I was getting evicted, I would have fought to stay. I would have done something. Shut up. I would have fought to stay.
I saw a tweet.
I would have done something. This girl finds out she's getting evicted, and she's like, oh, my God, I can't. Like, oh, I go into Christy's
voice. Yeah, you always, that was
you know,
Christy.
You know, she's like, oh, my gosh, I'm getting evicted. This, like, I just, there was no fight behind it. There was no power. I just wonder what she did when the feeds weren't on there for that 2-3 hour period, if she even fought.
Wow.
Yeah.
I just think she just sat there and she just took it. All right, I'm gonna go home. Let me just go. Like, she looked amazing. Yeah. She probably get like a modeling gig after.
She is absolutely gorgeous.
She's very, very beautiful.
She already said on Twitter that she's looking to get influencer deals and shouted out specific products that she wanted to get.
She can get that flat tummy tea or whatever.
But also, I really think, I don't think Sis went that hard campaigning, because I really, really think Sis was 50-50 on staying in the House. I don't think Sis wanted Christy to go to jury and then be with Jack. Like, that was probably on the back burner a tiny bit, because Christy and Jack love each other. So I'm sure that played a little factor in Sis's brain. Ew. But Sis still wanted campaign for the game. But I still think it was like a 50-50 thing. Like, she didn't want to go really hard. Like, oh, like, I'm like clawing tooth and nail. I just think she's like, well, if it's my time to go, it's my time.
So
to
you
go.
Think you
and
think
I feel like that was
you think analyze analyze.
You analyze. Think, let's you, analyze this.
You think analyze? You think analyze sacrificed $500,000 just to go there with her man, his Walmart Aquaman.
That's
great value.
Good. That's pretty good.
Great value, Aquaman.
Yeah. Low value, low premium value. No, I mean, that is, you know, I think that it's funny that you mentioned that too, because we saw last night before the veto that Annalise said that she wanted Christy to win the veto, the POV, because she's, quote, very liked in the House. Is that true?
Right.
Was she very liked?
Yeah.
You'd say that she's liked.
Yeah, like, because she doesn't do anything, she doesn't make big moves. She doesn't do anything. She's almost like a floater, but in, like, she has a showman, so that kind of gives her extra points. But, like, in reality, she does not do anything.
Right.
Like, when you really look at it, she is a floater.
Yeah.
But her being the showman with Jack, that helped, you know? So, yeah, like, I almost thought, I can't really call her out on it, because when I was on the block with Nick, I also, for a couple days, maybe 2 days, I thought that I was actually safe. And I actually wanted Nick to use the veto and pull himself off, because I figured if I was up there next to Nicole or somebody else, I would be safe. Like, I almost had that same thinking, but like when the days progressed, I noticed that, hey, I'm going to be voted out. This kind of sucks now. But I almost had that same thinking that Sis did. Like, you think you're well-liked, and you're like, if someone else goes up next to me, they're going to keep me, because I don't really do anything. I don't have a target on my back. Like, I'm fine. So I almost see Sis's point in thinking that everyone would, like, vote to keep her. Like, I see it. I understand it.
Yeah, I mean, because she doesn't do anything. But as viewers, we see everything. So of course we're sitting here like, well, you're a part. Like, Jackson's literally in the HOH saying one of you is going to go home because it's the alliance. So you know, that side of the House. So
Is it weird to watch the show and not, like, well, after being in the House?
Yeah.
Well, it's very frustrating because, like, in the house, everything looks completely different. I mean, Rachel, JC, you guys all know that everything's different. And all of a sudden, coming out now, when you see the full backdrop, like, it's very frustrating to me. Like, I'm yelling at my TV all the time. Like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Like, are you doing that? Like, it freaks me out. Like, Cliff, like, going with the majority, because Cliff flip flops on where he's at in the house just to get another extra week. And, like, now I see it. I mean, I saw a little bit when he flip flopped and sent out Bella. But, like, now I see it hardcore. Like, he is just going along with everybody else, and it's freaking killing me. But I really can't. Yeah, I mean, I really can't. Like, point that out, because here I sit and they're all still in my house.
That's true. Well, you had a really close relationship with Nick, obviously, and he actually got a shout out tonight too. He said he missed you.
I legit rewound that like 3 different times. I was so excited. I was dying laughing. So excited. That was super cool.
I know, that was funny that we were like, we're gonna be talking to Sam.
Yeah, it was like when JC shouted me out, remember?
What? Yeah.
And he said, this is for you, Rachel.
I did that one for Rachel. That vote. Oh, my God. I get so much satisfaction just remembering that. You're welcome. Yeah. You're welcome, Bex.
That was really nice of you, JC.
Because I really didn't want to vote her out.
Yeah.
Not because I super like her or nothing. No, I didn't.
But it's not about me.
But the thing is, it really gets really boring in the house. You have no idea. And she really was a lot of fun. Aww. At least with me, because I have, like, this personality. I have to be doing something, yeah. ADHD. And she is basically like, she was the clown of the house, so I needed that.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was really hard for me to vote her out, but anything for the game, I guess.
Yeah, sorry, absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, Sam, if you could tell Nick something now, like, what would you say to him, like, from the outside? Like, what advice would you give him after seeing all this?
Oh, well, leading up to this past week, I would have grabbed him firmly by the shoulders and looked him square in the eye and said, stop working with Christy. Like, I scream at my TV leading up to this point in the game. Obviously,
right.
Things have changed now. But leading up to that, that was my whole thing. I was constantly texting Bella, like, why is he working with Christy? I specifically told him when I was being voted out not to work with Christy. And yet, he still was, and it was blowing my mind. So now, I mean, I don't really have much to say to Nick now, because he has a target on his back, and most likely Christy is not going to be in the house, and she's probably going to keep blowing up his game. So there's, I mean, he just has to lay low and try to win out, I guess.
Yeah.
Or win the veto, so yeah. Good luck.
I have a question, Sam. I mean, you saw the blow up tonight, the Taco Tuesday blow up. What were your thoughts on Nick and how he handled himself?
it was like, all right, so it's Big Brother. You're gonna have fights, you're gonna have arguments, people are gonna raise their voices. Maybe Nick got a little more heated than he should have, because Christy wasn't really firing back with that much enthusiasm. If she was, then I feel like it would have been justified if they were screaming at each other back and forth. But then, like, when he kept screaming, like, I get it, because it gets frustrating when someone keeps sitting there pinpointing stuff that you said and throwing you under the bus. Like,
yeah.
That gets extremely frustrating. So I see why, like, you can just freak out. And you lose your emotions. You forget you're on camera, you know. You just lose your cool. So, like, yeah, I see that. He was at, like, a 10, and he could have knocked it back to a 6.
He fell into her trap. She spun the web. Christy spun the web,
right.
And Nick just caught right in
right.
there.
Right. And he, yeah, and, like, there was nothing he could do about it. He was a mouse that was caught in the trap, and, yeah.
He's
good luck,
buddy.
Yeah. Like, I hope you pull through this.
Come on. We're not supposed to sing anymore.
That was an Elvis reference, sorry.
JC, what do you think of Christy? Like, what do you think of her as a game player? Because I have different opinions, but I wanted to hear from you.
I actually like her. You know, and I know she cries a lot, but I think it makes it fun. You know when you're watching TV and she comes out on the screen, she's gonna cry too. I was watching with Rachel, I'm like, is she about to cry now? You know, he's
like a drinking game.
Hey, that's a good idea. Yeah. Thanks for that. So anyways, but dude, the fact that she is here in the game right now and she just pulled up this amazing game move, and, you know, hopefully it works for her. And what I do like, I'm very, I don't even know how to say that word, like, mischievous.
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 Yeah, that's the one.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
And I love a good fight and coming and see them coming after each other. So for this prank thingy that's going on in the house right now, I kind of want Nick to win it. So like Nick like turns all the house around and you know it's gonna be like ants coming for each other. I really really want Nick to win that.
Nick, to win what?
I agree.
The prank. The prank master thingy.
Could be
the
prankster.
So if he because now it's kind of boring.
Well, we know that Holly is probably gonna put Nick on the block.
Because Holly does whatever Mickey's want. Yep. Mickey wants. So basically, right now the way to really enjoy GoTV is like please. Vote for Nick for the prankster, and then we're gonna see all these bitches coming at each other. Like,
that would be
that would actually be awesome.
Yes.
That's my kind of TV.
Send that, America.
Yeah, send it.
Send it.
Please, Nick. Just vote for Nick.
We need Sam to do it.
I just posted on Twitter too. Right when the friggin' show was over, I ended up like tweeting out, and I was like, "Yo, America, now's the time to pull through. We gotta vote for Nick." And you know, all the comments blew up that they're like, "No Nick, but they'll do Nicole." Well, Nicole, that's a good runner-up. I think Nicole might put up Christy, too.
You think she would?
Maybe. I think so. A tiny bit of me says yes.
So let's explain what this is. So it's America's Prankster, because we had to, like, decide. We had to, like, decipher this. So it's like America will vote for America's Prankster, which is a house guest. That house guest will, obviously, Jesus Christ, the house guest will then secretly pick a nominee. They will get to choose. The house guest we choose gets to secretly pick a nominee. And if that nominee somehow comes off the block in the veto or whatever, so it's taken down, then they are able to put them back up. I believe that's how that works. So say if, for example, which will never happen because we, as we know, Holly won HOH, so I'm going to use Jackson. If Jackson gets nominated, well, that's actually not true because Jackson could get nominated. If Jackson gets nominated by the prankster and then gets pulled off the block by Holly, who wins the veto, hypothetically, the prankster could then put him back on the block. Is what I believe. I believe that's it. So tell us in the comments if we're wrong, but I think that's how that works. So Sam, you were saying that you think Nicole is a good runner-up, but you think Nick is, and we all agree, I think Nick would be a great prankster.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 100%. Nick, all my money would go on Nick. He would put up Christy in a heartbeat. I love it, and I hope everyone can see it through. Even though a lot of people aren't really fans of Nick right now, but I really feel like, y'all, look past this. Don't be butthurt. Look past this and think gang.
We want entertainment. We don't want to make it American Sweetheart show. Like, we want like them like coming for each other and stuff. Right. Yeah.
Make the Big Brother show we all want.
We need
watch,
to go on Twitter and start like campaigning for Nick.
Yeah, because what do we love about Big Brother? We love it when both sides are going against each other, when it just the power is flip-flopping back and forth. And what better than to get Christy on the block again and get some good crying videos?
And let me tell you something. When they get Nick out,
today, Junior.
Sorry, Rachel is next to me. She makes me nervous.
God.
Anyways, when they get Nick out.
It's electric in here.
Shut up.
I'm sorry, Jay-Z.
Gather
your thoughts, my
dear. Once they get Nick out, they're going to start the bullying that America hates, and they're going to start coming for the weak players, which is probably like Nicole and Jessica. So you guys don't want that. Just please put Nick in there so they can, you know, like start coming for each other and divide the house in two parts. You know, it would be pretty cool. Yeah. I hope Nick really gets it, though.
It's weird for me, like, first of all, JC and I were just talking about how we both, I picked Nick to, like, I said Nick was a front runner for me to win because I thought that he's a therapist. He could use that sort of, I mean, Derek, maybe sort of a Derek thing where he would use, since he talks to people all day, he can read people. I really thought that something would be there with him. And I mean, obviously he's not really using that to his advantage, but I don't think he's playing a bad game. He's so passionate about things like, and people, and he's such a, like, Christy is right when she says that he is playing a great, like, he's playing a great social game because he flirts his way through the game. How do you feel? What do you think about that, Sam? Do you think, is that true or?
I think Nick is a very, touchy-feely person. Only based on the fact that every person has a different love language, all right? So Nick's is probably physical touch. So when he was with Bella, he was always holding her hand, kissing her, rubbing her hair. Like, he always needs to touch something that he loves. Like, he's always that. So that, I think, definitely helps him through the game because that's just who he is as a person. So, what was the question again?
just the fact that he is like, I mean, you basically said it. It's just that he is like that. I just wanted to know if you thought that Christy was right and that he's flirting his way through the game. Like, he's playing a really great social game. He can win comps, but like, that's what do you think could get him to the end, I guess,
right.
is really the main
right.
thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I think his flirtatious attitude definitely could propel him forward, because then everyone likes him. Because right now, besides Christy blowing it up, everyone still kind of likes him in the house, besides Christy, because right. he never really did anything wrong. He's just floating along. He's touching base. Like, it definitely could propel him forward. And I mean, he's definitely using it. And it just so happens that's who he is as a person. So, hey, run with it.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely. Well, I mean, we also thought on our panel, we said that you were a fantastic player. Like, you gave such good points, like, when you were campaigning for your life. Like, is there anything that you think that you could have done, aside from, I know you mentioned that you, like, if you would have blown up the house earlier.
Right.
Is there anything, do you feel like, are there any other regrets that you feel like you had in the game, or?
I do wish I took the floaters and the bottom feeders ourselves. I wish I took them and I made our own alliance. I wish I rallied up Cliff, Nicole, Jess, maybe even Kat, maybe then Nick and Bella, since I was like with them. Even though they're part of the alliance, they could have still played both sides when we needed it. So I wish I rallied up them and we sort of had a little tiny power alliance come through. That's what I wish I did. Seeing how the game rolled, because I should have noticed that the majority of the 8 or the 9 with me at the bottom, either way, like, that's not going to last forever. Obviously, it doesn't last forever. Like, this is Big Brother. So I wish I saw that now, and I wish I rolled with the bottom feeders and the floaters, because I think the game would have been completely different.
I also think I'm just now flashing back to the week that Cliff was HOH and he put up Bella, correct? He had the replacement nominee.
Yeah.
And there was like pictures of you looking at him when he told you this information where you're just like, are you serious?
Right.
And then
Right.
Nick is like, this is like a Paul season all over again. Which, thankfully, Jack did get out of the house eventually. But I mean, I look back at that, and if it were me, how pissed off I would have been. I'm sure for you, looking back on that, you know, Cliff did kind of mess up your game.
Oh, yeah. No, it 100% did. But I was more mad at the fact that if you watch Big Brother, if you watch Survivor, you always flush the power. And considering that Cliff flipped, put Bell up and didn't flush the power, what? Like, what game are you playing?
Absolutely.
Like, how would you not? Like, that's what I was more shocked about. Like, yeah, I was mad that Bella was going up, because that was a given. Like, she was definitely going home. But why would you not flush that? Because then the next couple weeks, we all had to tread lightly around Christy. Like, what game are you playing?
Yeah.
Come on. So that was the most frustrating part. It's still frustrating. My heart's beating fast now.
I hear you. I know.
You're going to have it for like a year, probably more.
Great. Still fired up.
Well, and you guys can certainly attest to the fact, all of you can attest to the fact that, like, probably when you're in that house, it's easy for a viewer to not notice this, but time probably feels like it's standing still, and it becomes that world. Like, you are, when you're in Big Brother, there's nothing else. I mean, obviously your families and stuff of that, but like, when you're in that like tiny little
bubble
that you're not seeing things like it, Sam, like you're saying, it's such a good point to really remember, like, for a future house guest, it's like to really realize that, like, everything is only ever temporary. It sounds like what you're saying, which is, it's just weird.
Yeah.
You guys, like, I mean, is that something that you can attest to? Like, did it feel like forever?
Yeah, well, me and Sam, when we spoke on the phone today, we were saying, we're like, when we were in the house.
You guys are like phone chat friends?
Yeah,
we're besties.
We were besties now.
You guys have the same, same
eviction week.
Same eviction
week. Yes, we do.
Oh,
we do.
Eviction twins.
Twinsies.
But we were talking on the phone today, and we did discuss how when you're in the house, like, when I got evicted, I was like, 44 days? Damn! I was in there so long!
Yeah.
And then you get out, and you're like, wait, hold on, it wasn't that long.
Yeah.
Because we got two more months of the
like
show
forever.
Going on. It felt like forever, and then when you get out, you're like, oh, I really wasn't in there. It's such a difference from pre-jury to still be watching.
It literally feels lower than, because remember, a lot of people start leaving when there is like,
I couldn't wait for it to be over.
Three people in the house when we're all three for like 16 days. I don't even know. I was going crazy.
I
would have gone psycho.
I remember production gave me origami, and I grabbed the origami and throw them on the floor and like, fuck this shit. And I promise you, I'm not like that. But it was just the pressure and the crazy I was going in there. Just talking about that makes me anxious right now.
Anxious.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Like 99 days and without counting, like, freaking sequester and all that. Dude. And people are like, will you get back on Big Brother? I'm like, let me drink water.
Well, okay, you guys, let's move forward. So we obviously saw Holly win HOH. So Sam, who's Holly going after, or who should she go after?
Well, I mean, see, I really think she's going to end up putting up Nick and Jess and then use Christy as a possible backdoor option. That's how I see this kind of going, because Jess isn't doing anything. Jess walks into the room and forgets she's playing Big Brother. And then Nick would be the possible target, put him up, let Christy keep blowing up. They'll probably make side deals with Christy if that comes down to it. So I really think Holly's going to end up putting up Nick and Jess with a possible backdoor option of Christy. However, do I like that? No, because I still feel like Christy is not true to Mickey and Holly. So hopefully they can see through her BS and her fake tears and realize that, listen, like, you got to get her out. She is good, and they got to get her out.
Whoever wins Prankster is gonna put up Christy, I feel like.
I think so,
because,
too.
Because another thing we have to think about, yeah, because she was just the big house target, I feel like whoever the prankster was could pawn it off to be somebody else very easily.
Yeah.
You know?
It threw me. I actually thought, I mean, now, like, rethinking this, because with the prankster it's different, but I actually did crunch the numbers, and I don't think anyone would have put up Christy if they won HOH this week. I don't know if that's true or not, but I don't think anybody would have. But now with the prankster, if it's Nick, or if they don't want to be visible in doing it, that's
I agree.
I feel like what you're, you know, with,
yeah,
with
that's
what
why
you're
I
saying.
Think so too.
Because it's more about being visible. Because they don't want Christy all over, like, you can do it better.
I can't, I'm on the blog, the prankster. But I just...
Why does there have to be a prankster?
Why does there have to be a prankster this week, production? Why would you do this to me? God. But also, I mean, like, come on. It's a prankster going to put up Jess, Nicole.
Yeah, no, Cliff.
No,
we
don't need that. That would be such a waste. You have to go after a heavy hitter, just like they did last year with the hacker competition. Okay, I got really passionate there.
Well, Sam, there's also something that we really haven't, that none of us have really talked about, which is Tommy. And I think Tommy is playing a phenomenal game because no one's talking about him. How do you feel about this?
Oh, yeah. No, actually, you're 100% correct. I really think Tommy is playing a good game. Nobody dislikes him. He's not really floating. Like, he's doing good. Like, he's playing good. He's making some moves. He's having conversations. He's going to Nick and asking about stuff, firing that up. Like, Tommy kind of spearheaded the whole Christy and Nick fight when you think about it, because Christy had plans to talk to Nick, but then, like, he kind of rushed it already, you know? So, yeah, I think Tommy's, like, doing a really good game. I think we'll see Tommy in, like, final three, at least. Hmm. I really think we will.
Interesting.
I agree.
I feel like, I don't know, but I feel like if Christy gets back on the block, and she will do anything to play this game, and I feel like she will turn on Tommy, even if she has known him for, I don't know.
You think Christy's going to turn on Tommy? Mm. You know, Tommy was a little low-key upset that Christy was staying, right?
Dude, like, I see Christy as someone like would do anything to win, and if they happen to be in some kind of discussion or, like, I don't know, on the blog or something, she would totally turn on him.
If Tommy and Christy are super fans of this show, which they are, they will know that the other person has an amazing chance of winning this game. One of them.
I don't know.
And we could possibly see a turn.
I see that coming. I see Tommy leaving because of Christy, and I see Nick winning. I don't know.
I'm kind of down with that.
This is not because I want to. It's just a feeling I have.
That's a hot prediction from JC Monduix.
I had the feeling you were going to go home before Yuri.
Again, I really, really would like you to stop talking about that. Thank you.
Well, Sam, so who do you think can win it all? Who do you think has the best shot right now?
See, there's so many people in the house that it's kind of hard to really say. Because, like, I say, like, who I think could win and who I want to win. Like, I would love to see Nicole going to the end. I would love it. Because she floats by. She's made little moves before. She tried to make the big move. It kind of blew up. However, she still made a good move. So I'd like to see Nicole keep on, like, floating through, sort of, but making her little moves, you know, touching base, having relationships. I've seen Nicole go right to the end. But who do I see going to the end? If no one gets out Christy, I'm telling you, I think Chrissy's going to motor through this, and it's going to suck.
Honestly, her getting out of this eviction, I think, like, I think that she should win the game. I think that was that was a brilliant, that was a stroke of genius. And I mean, it's weird because for me, it's like I don't dislike Chrissy. It's not that I don't like love her either. I'm just so in the middle.
Yeah,
I guess not to make this all about Chrissy, obviously, Sam. But how do you guys feel about her in the house? Like, is that how is she viewed in the house? Not from a viewer's perspective, but, like, did you guys like her? Is she cool?
Oh, yeah.
Or?
All right.
Good. Here we go. Yes. This is Sam.
So here we go. So when I was in the house, I liked everybody in the house. I had no issues with anybody. I thought we were all good. I mean, I had no idea Tommy wanted me out from the beginning. But still, everyone in the house, I thought, from my point of view, they were all decent. Like, no one really said much. Like, yeah, the whole mob mentality in the HOH room. Like, I see that from the viewer's perspective now. But it's hard when you're in a game. You really can't try to not be part of situations because it blows up your game. You know, Rachel and JC.
Yeah.
So
I do too, obviously.
You kind of have to go with the flow. So Chrissy, I never had issues with her. And I think she's being viewed in the house as she gets along with everybody. And no one really sees her as a huge threat, just like I did. I did not see her as a huge threat at all. And even when I got out, when I got evicted and I was coming home, I called the wife right when I got out, and she ended up asking me, she's like, hey, do you think you're going to be friends with everybody outside this house? And I said, oh, yeah, like, I'm cool with everybody. And Melissa started laughing. She's like, I don't think you're going to be good with Chrissy. And I was like, why not? Like, sure I am. She never did anything. Like, she's cool. We're good. Like, I'd care less if, like, she was mad at me and doing all this stuff. Fine. It's the game. And I really thought, like, everything was fine. And so I never had issues. But then all of a sudden, when I watched back the clip, and when I was in the house, I told everybody, I don't care if you want to take personal attacks at me in the game, Big Brother. This is the game. Personal attacks are made. Game attacks are made. That's all fine. If you want to make a personal attack at me, fine. You want to call me a pussy and a coward? Fine. Not a big deal. It's a personal attack. Just don't bring my wife or my two boys into it. Well, after I got evicted, and also I started getting clips back of where Chrissy was talking, and she was so mad because Jack went to her and said, hey, Sam, you know, he said he's gonna target you, blah, 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 he's blowing up the house. And she was like, why didn't he tell me? And she started going off like, he's such a pussy and a coward, I can't believe he doesn't wanna fight me face to face, which that's the game. Just because I chose not to blow up a whole fight face to face thing, so what? That's the game. Like, I have that right to choose that. So when she was going on and on, like, it was a good couple minutes of calling me a pussy and a coward. She can't believe it. I'm such an a-hole and this and that. And all of a sudden, she drops the bomb and she goes, I feel so bad for Sam's wife, Melissa, being married to a coward. Screw you.
Yep.
Because now, I always said, do not bring my wife or my two boys into it. And the fact that she name-dropped Melissa, she is dead to me. I will, like, I plan to speak to her at finale because I want to know how she backs that up anyways. So yeah. I want to talk to her about that. But she is completely 100% dead to me. Like, you're out. You're done. Like I said, you want to make a personal attack towards me? Fine. It's the game. I made personal attacks towards other people. We said stuff. It is what it is.
Yeah.
People made stuff towards me. They said stuff towards me. Fine. But don't bring up random people of someone's family that aren't even playing the game. So that's where I draw the line. So now, yes, I hate Chrissy now. We are.
looks like your finale is going to be very freaking hot.
It's going to be lit.
Probably better than ours, for sure.
I legit want to hand Bella my phone, and I want to go live, and I want to have Bella record me, and I'm going to go up to Chrissy, and I'm going to ask her a couple questions. I really want to do that. Wow. However, I might cool down by the time finale comes, so I don't know.
CBS
but
production?
I really want to do that right as I'm sitting right now.
CBS
I
would production, love follow Sam with the cameras all the time.
Or don't. Nothing's going to happen. It's fine. We all want to see this.
I want to see drama.
Look,
yes.
He's sweating. You're sweating.
Oh, yeah.
You're
sweating. Get passionate.
I like that.
Passion.
No, but I mean, listen, do you like what you said, it's an emotional game, and
yes.
and it can and things can get personal between people, but you don't bring other people's families into this. Right. I mean, that's just not cool. Mm-hmm. It's like with anything, you know, it's a game.
Right.
It's a game.
Right.
They're not involved. They're not there to defend themselves.
It's just low blow stuff. Like I would have never like attacked Chrissy's like sister or anything, even though she swore on her every day when she's lying. So like that makes no sense. But I would still not go after that because like it's family. They have nothing to do with the game. They're not in the house.
Yes.
Go after the people. You know, like, that's fine. That's game.
Yeah.
So, considering that she did that, oh, yeah, she's dead. she's dead to me. Wow. I care
guys,
less. I'll see her after now.
Maybe you guys can talk it out and then be friends, or I don't know, go to Disney World together.
Nope.
They're not going to Disney World together for sure.
No, I am no. Because like that's where I draw the line, and I made that clear in the house. I said that multiple times. Just don't bring my family into it at all. And considering that she name dropped it, like, who do you think you are? And the fact is, I was completely 100% correct on what I was saying. So for her to stand there and name drop Melissa, saying that she feels bad for her being married to a coward, however, I was actually telling the truth. That's mind blowing to me. Like, wow, yeah. So she name dropped Melissa and she was lying. So cool. Cool story. Hope you feel proud of yourself, Christy.
Wow.
Yes.
That's a crazy story. And see, it's just stuff that that the viewers don't see, or that they probably saw that, emotion of it all.
Right.
But Sam, we know it's late there, so we want to let you go, and we know you got an early morning, but we really appreciate you coming on the show with us. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. This was fun. I always like doing this kind of stuff. It's different because like just normal me, average guy, and all of a sudden here I am sitting at midnight, sitting at my kitchen table with my phone propped in the air, like this isn't me, but I'm just winging it. Like, it's cool. It's a cool experience.
Yeah. No, it's so much fun.
Enjoy it, Sam.
Yeah, we thought you were fantastic. So thank you so much for coming, and we'll hopefully talk soon. Come on anytime.
All right. Thank you guys for having me.
Thanks, Sam.
All right, we love
you. Thank
you.
Bye.
All right, thank you.
Bye.
Woo. That was nice. That was some good stuff.
Oh, my God. He was really into it. I was like, yes, do it. Yeah. Okay.
All right, Rachel, so we have some news and gossip. I know that we really, let's get to that relatively quick because it's a very juicy story.
Yes, so Twitter blew up with accusations. We had a loudspeaker that was blasted into the Big Brother backyard two nights ago. The apparent incident happened late, and the feeds were down for about an hour after the loudspeaker went off. The apparent message was in regards to Tommy and Christy knowing each other. The message states that Christy and Tommy have known each other for years, and then it cuts to a diary room clip of Christy talking about her relationship. When the feeds came back, the house guests were very quiet and headed to bed. This left the live feeders wondering, did they actually hear something or was it a hoax? Confirmation came when the incident might be true when Jackson and Holly had a conversation where Holly asks, do you know what the thing said? Which Jackson replied, mm-hmm. With the live feeds cutting to fish just soon after this and then the next morning, we saw Cliff with his annual Cliff notes saying that he had something unsettling happen last night. I'm not going to talk about it with any detail because it doesn't merit it. Fortunately, it didn't work the way someone wanted it to work. So it basically, Mickey possibly heard this, Cliff possibly heard this, but nobody's talking about it. I do believe that, you know, when the feeds were down, I'm sure production had a talk with them. Of course, we don't know what was said.
Right.
But it crazy that this did not impact the game.
At all. And it should have been, it's like 3 weeks too late, you know?
Yeah. So.
All right, mm-hmm. I know we got to wrap up, but JC, before we go, I need to know who you think is going to win the game.
I already told you. It's not because it's my favorite or nothing. Right. I just have that feeling that Nick is going to win. I don't know why.
Who's going to be sitting next to him?
I have no idea. I haven't had that feeling yet.
But you just think it's going to be Nick.
I think it's going to be him. I mean, hopefully, I don't know. But that's the one I have in my head so far.
Interesting.
I don't know.
I mean, hey, you know, when you got a feeling, you got a feeling. You went as far as you did in the game.
Yeah.
You know? I would trust you over some people.
I agree with you.
I'm better at picking winners, clearly, because I'm still on the Tommy train.
I have four people that you picked.
I tuned you out. I have four people I picked preseason that I stand. They're all still in the game.
They're all still
in
the house.
Maybe,
that's true.
Maybe you're doing a better job as a fan and not as a player.
Yeah, I am, actually. That's what I'm saying.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, you too.
You find your destiny in life.
You guys can fight out. You guys can fight up camera. Okay, that's it for us, guys. Tune in next Thursday for another after show following the live eviction. And if you want more BB coverage, be sure to check out Big Brother Daily Monday through Thursday with our very own Rachel Swindler. We also have Big Brother Small World with JC.
Woo!
So you guys got to check that out if you want even more coverage. They're both right here on AfterBuzz TV. Okay, guys, that's it for us. Final thoughts, say your goodbyes. Rachel, take it away.
Yeah, find me on Twitter at Rachel Swin or on Instagram at Rachel Swindler. I love you all and I love Big Brother.
Go ahead, JC.
Bye, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in and handling Rachel and all right, thank you, and thank you for having me. By the way,
of course, yeah. And tell everybody where they can find you online.
Oh yeah, just JC Mondwicks online, and Twitter, Instagram, the same. Same
there
as
you go. Yeah. And great. I'm Bryce McClain. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter at Bryce Advice. From outside the Big Brother house and inside AfterBuzz Studios, good night.
Your English is getting better, JC.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.